Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Murphy is with us, Bills play-by-play man on WBEN. Bills and Steelers Sunday, 1 o'clock. I'm excited about a home Sunday 1 o'clock game, John. But now, on paper, this is a winnable game for the Bills with the Steelers starting a rookie quarterback. But you have to remember last season, I believe it was the home opener when Pittsburgh came in and stunned us, right?
Yeah, and that was a surprise last year, no question about it. The Steelers didn't follow that up with much of a season. They're a different team this year. I mean, they come in on a three-game losing streak. And as you mentioned, they're starting a rookie quarterback, Kenny Pickett. I think I'm not quite sure where the Steelers are. I mean, I'm surprised that they started a rookie quarterback coming into Orchard Park. I think it's a very tough place for any visiting quarterback to play, especially for a rookie making his first start. But maybe they have a plan. I mean, I don't want to undersell Mike Tomlin. I think he knows what he's doing for the most part with his team and has known what he's doing. And historically, it's an interesting fact that I came across. You know, this is the fourth time in history the Steelers have gone to a rookie first-round quarterback to start a game. And the other three were pretty good. Ben Roethlisberger was one. Lenny Dawson, the great Kansas City Chief, was one. And Terry Bradshaw. So maybe they know what they're doing. There's a lot to like about Kenny Pickett, but I don't know if we'll get to see much of it against a really good Buffalo defense on Sunday.
There's just something, John, you know, even though looking at these two teams going into this game, how it should turn out, there's just something about the Steelers. Maybe it's just giving them the benefit of, you know, their history, that it just doesn't seem like a team that you're going to blow out, even if on paper I'm looking at it and it says we should whomp them.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is history. I mean, look, the odds makers, who I don't normally subscribe to or give too much credence to, they make this a 14-point Buffalo favorite, you know, and that's rare in the NFL to have that much. I know it's the biggest point spread in the league this year, and I think I came across this number too. It might be the biggest point spread deficit the Steelers have faced in their history. I mean, to be favored by 14 against the Steelers is unusual, but there is that history. And as I said, Tomlin means a lot. They are just a couple years removed. Well, you know, they were in playoffs last year and lost to Kansas City. But I think the Steelers may be in a rebuilding phase, and maybe turning the page to Kenny Pickett this early, week five, indicates that they're ready to turn the page already. I mean, they're without their top defensive player, T.J. Watt, and he's still out for a while with a torn pec. So maybe they figure let's give the rookie a chance and see what he can do for us. But it's an interesting move, to be sure.
All right, on the Bills injury list, who do you expect back this week?
Oh man, I don't know. It's discouraging, really, isn't it, to see who's not practiced yet? I mean, Jordan Poyer's missed practice all week with ribs. That's going to be something to watch and maybe find out a little bit more today what his status is. Dawson Knox has not practiced all week with foot and hamstring injury. I'm concerned about that. Tremaine Edmonds hasn't practiced all week with a hamstring. I mean, those are basically three new additions to what has been a long injury list. Ed Oliver, limited. Jordan Phillips, limited. It's too soon to say, quite frankly, just a couple of days before kickoff. The final injury report comes out today, and even then we might not know who's going to play. So that is a definite factor in this game, who's going to be healthy enough to play for the Bills.
What is behind that? Is there like an uptick in just reporting injuries throughout the week, John? I play fantasy football, and on Wednesday and Thursday, I'll look at my team, and everybody's questionable every week, and most of them end up playing. Like, is this a new thing, or are we just more injured than we ever have been?
Well, I don't think it's a new thing. I think teams are pretty consistent with how they report injuries, and I know the league is giving them instructions in the past. I haven't heard anything recent that, you know, be accurate about how you report your injuries and who's practicing and what their status is on Friday, you know, for Sunday, questionable, that sort of thing. For the Bills, Yeah, I think luck has caught up with them. They had a couple of years before this where they really didn't have serious injuries, but this has been different so far through the first 5 weeks of the season. And, you know, they've been saluted and celebrated for their new training center and the work of their trainers and conditioning people for a couple of years now, and it's just the luck of the draw. That's the only explanation I can have for it. I don't think they're doing anything wrong with training or conditioning, but it's just caught up with them. And, you know, that'll happen in the NFL. I mean, it's crazy in the league how many injuries there are. And the Bills dodged the bullet for a couple of years. They're not dodging it so far yet this year. I guess the hope is for the Buffalo Bills and their fans that they get all this out of their way early this season. We're still in the first, third of the season at least. And maybe if they get through this okay for the next couple of weeks, get to the bye week, by the time they come back, they can be healthy the rest of the way. They, you know, they still await Tre'Davious White's return, and that's going to be, you know, that's going to go into, the sixth week of the season before he'll play now. Micah Hyde is out for the year. Those are a couple of losses that they definitely feel, a couple of starters. But there's a chance that after the bye, which comes up after Kansas City next week, that they get that week off and they get a lot healthier going into the the final two-thirds of the season.
You know, considering all these injured players, the Bills' defense allowing just 7 second-half points through the first 4 games, that's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, they are pretty remarkable. That's a really good point. They they started out right with the Rams game in the opener, how good they've been defensively. And to be without Tre'Davious White and now to be without Micah Hyde and to be without Ed Oliver for a couple of weeks, Jordan Phillips for a couple of weeks. They missed the AFC Defensive Player of the Week last week, Jordan Poyer, but he didn't play the week before at Miami. They've had significant hits on the defensive side of the ball and still have put together a great defense. It's and indicates, I think, how strong they are defensively overall, the personnel they have. I really think it's a pat on the back for Leslie Frazier, the defensive coordinator, who once again is doing a great job putting that defense together. And, you know, in this year, another year for Leslie Frazier, I think he's comfortable with what he has and how he works it. And he may be underrated as a defensive coordinator because they're up among the top 2 defensive teams in the league and they haven't had some of their key defenders. It's amazing.
Strange that this is, you know, only game number 2 in Orchard Park this year, and then, you know, there's another 3 weeks until the next one, John.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the schedule's backloaded with home games. I think it's kind of backloaded with division games, too. I mean, they've only played the 1 AFC East game so far. It is different. I mean, every schedule is a little bit different, and they have to, they alter things from year to year. I think it's good that they get a lot of these road games out of the way. You know, quite frankly, they have the bye, and then they play the Packers the week after that at home. And after they get – and the Packers are a quality team. After they get through that, there really isn't much on the Buffalo schedule that jumps out at you like, wow, that's going to be a tough one. Not that they're going to coast to, 11 straight victories, but that they're very winnable games after the Packers game, all of them. And that's a good sign for a run into the playoffs, I think.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.